Back in Iowa, another presidential candidate is searching for some of that last-minute magic. Former Republican senator and actor Fred Thompson hasn't had much luck turning his cinematic charm into support at the polls, so he's following a more traditional path, a bus tour across rural Iowa. NPR's Robert Smith tagged along.
The fog in eastern Iowa is so thick on this morning that I can't even find the sign for the hotel where Fred Thompson is speaking. Then through the murk, I see the campaign bus. Thompson's huge face is plastered on the side. His expression is hard to describe, but local residents Linda St. John and Mike Willie have some ideas.
Well, to me, he's serious.
I don't know, intensity maybe.
He doesn't look like he's a person who makes a fast decision, but he thinks about things.
Thompson's determined stare is the cornerstone of his campaign. It's one of the reasons Julie Schmidt thinks he looks presidential. She's come to hear him speak in Cedar Rapids because she believes that style does matter in politics.
I think that's one thing we've learned from George Bush is that I like a lot of his policies, but sometimes he sort of comes off as, not the smartest guy. And so you have to be able to present yourself to the public in a way that feels authoritative and that you know what you're talking about.
Thompson delivers the authenticity all right. Near the end of his speech, he leans into the crowd.
When our worst enemy is sitting down at the negotiating table trying to figure out what he can do to the United States of America or what he can get away with, who do we want representing us on our side of the table, looking across the table at him?
And then Thompson gives that stare, the same one on the side of the bus.
Well, it's a little late in the process for me to be coy about it, my friends. I think I'm that man.
Late in the process, indeed. Only 2 weeks into the Iowa caucuses, and Thompson's still introducing himself to voters. The former senator was the last man into the race, and he spent little time in Iowa. Now he wants to hit more than 50 cities here before it's too late.
So do you wish you started this tour earlier, months ago?
Nope.
Why is now the time?
Well, because people are paying attention now. People are focused. It's kind of like going to the dentist. I think for most people nowadays, you avoid the political decisions and politics for as long as you can.
Thompson hopes to position himself as the true conservative in this race. While the frontrunners in Iowa, Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee, are busy beating up on each other, he's also counting on a little boost from his memorable moment in the last Iowa debate. The moderator asked for a show of hands on global warming.
I'm not doing hand shows today.
Yeah. No hand shows today.
Thompson may not be the master of political timing, but he knows a good punchline. He's been telling crowds he won the debate hands down. They've even printed the words hands down on the side of that bus. Yesterday, the gag continued in Coralville when the candidate took questions.
Does anybody have any questions?
Raise your hand.
Sounds kind of funny for me to be telling other people to raise their hand. But.
Thompson's events are so laid back that he usually gets more laughs than cheers. John McFarlane, an undecided voter, says it feels different than speeches he's seen from other candidates.
It's not really like a revival or anything. It's a relaxed atmosphere, to say the least.
But that seems to be the master plan, to just let people soak up the Fred, within limits, of course. Thompson rarely walks the streets of Iowa just talking with voters. On Tuesday, they canceled a tour of downtown Waverly because the campaign said the sidewalks were too icy. And yesterday, a walking tour of the main street of Tipton lasted only half a block. Thompson popped into a bank and took over the drive-through teller window.
We can't give you the money, but we can make you promises.
Thompson didn't talk politics with anyone, and at most of the stores, he even neglected to ask people to caucus for him. The town tour was over in 17 minutes. Dolores Rolfe waved goodbye to the bus.
So long, Fred.
She stared as the giant photo of Fred Thompson moved on down the road.
How should we describe it? Very intense. And I think he's got that behind him.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Des Moines.
Senator Joseph Lieberman, who calls himself an independent Democrat, has endorsed Republican John McCain for president. NPR political editor Ken Rudin looks behind the endorsement in his Political Junkie column at npr.org/elections.